Welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smut up and listen.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Riley.
And we're back with more Reddit Erotica.
Welcome back.
And if you're listening to this on your normal podcasting platform, head on over to Patreon and check us out there. We do this every Tuesday.
Do it. Or Joe will get ya. Ask me who Joe is.
Who's Joe?
Your mama. Joe mama.
Stupid.
I fucked it up. This first one comes from Bessie Blanco, and the title is Rosie's Ass, Cleaned, Figged, and Punished. The tags are male 30, female 30s, BDSM, medical enema, enema, figging, anal punishment, orgasm control, spanking, heavy impact play, enthusiastic consent.
I found this one because I searched the tag enema and this one popped up.
Enema, you're a freak. I am your whore, master. I am your whore. Rosie hung her head in resignation and embarrassment. The humiliation had to be a part of it. But it didn't feel like humiliation when he made her do it. It felt like identification and liberation of who she was deep down inside. She was a whore. She was also a wife, leader, and a damn good cook. Wanting to beg for his cock and his cum made her a whore, not a loser. It was simply acknowledging a big part of who she thought she was. She didn't want to be everyone's whore. She wanted to be his, completely and his. All right, girl, go off.
And she's a good cook.
Yeah, hell yeah, don't forget that. I know you are, my love. I just wanted to hear you say it. Now wash yourself and the toy that has been up there for a while. I am ready to punish your ass, and I would like to get on with it.
How long is a while?
And is he saying it's been up there in your tuchus?
Her tuchus? Yeah, maybe.
Well, I guess we'll find out. With that, he patted her on the same sore spot he had swatted her earlier, making her wince. As she trotted off to the bathroom to start his cleaning regimen, she heard opening the cabinet and testing the cane was simply horrendous swishes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm scared. Thoroughly cleaning her ass before anal sex was something she realized her desire for it quickly when Dominic expressed his interest in claiming her there. After playing around with some smaller toys, he had told her that she was unique and that she could orgasm anally, as some women struggle to orgasm that way. When Dominic had discovered this, he was elated. Anal is by far the lesser favorite of her orifices, but it just offered up such variety and combination. Not only that, but by punishing her asshole, he upped the orgasm for her. She indeed was perfect. I kind of have no fucking clue what's going on.
She's cleaning her butthole for him, and I think he might be testing the cane.
Like a cane you walk with?
To hit her with.
Ah. Uh-huh. She had learned that saline worked best for cleaning her dark passage. All right. So she began the process with an internal rinse and ended with a quick soak in the tub to clean herself. As she lowered herself into the bathtub, Dominic appeared carrying a tray. Rosie thought of the sting of the water against the spot he had chosen to torment earlier. Setting it down on her vanity, she could smell ginger from a small bowl in the array. Now, darling, while you soak that pretty bottom and get it ready, I will prepare your mind for what I'm about to do to you. You already know the history and old time uses of figging on horses and enslaved people.
Excuse me?
Yeah, why would you say that?
What is figging?
Google it right now.
Oh, wow. Okay, figging is the act of inserting a piece of ginger into the rectum for sexual pleasure because it burns.
Oh, it like hurts the person?
Yeah, but like in a sexy way? What do you mean horses?
Why would you do that to a horse?
I don't know.
But what I want you to consider is this. I am going to use this. He held up a root of ginger that was about 3 inches long and 1 inch wide. It had been peeled and carved with a flare in one end to keep it from going up inside of her. You are going to put this in your rectum. It is going to burn you like fire, my sweet Rosie. Oh, how you will cry. But it will do no permanent damage. So you will keep it in for 3 minutes before I start your punishment spanking. Unfortunately for you, I want you to keep it in for your stroke. What the fuck is this? I want you to keep it in for your stroke's sake. Every time you clench your gorgeous red cheeks, it will torment you with its burn just a little more. Perhaps you can learn not to clench so much and take your spankings better, hmm? Maybe two birds with one stroke, as it were. Sir? Rosie felt her stomach drop. She looked down into the water and wondered what she had gotten herself into. This might be more than she could take. She had never used her safe word with him, but honestly, didn't know if she could. Rethinking your dilemma, my love? Good. Perhaps you will not allow your ass to go unfucked for so long in the future. Now, I'm tired of waiting. Stand up, turn around, and spread your cheeks. When you get into position on your couch, I'll start the timer, but the ginger goes in now. And you may not go to your punishment couch wet. No need to speak. Just do it, slut.
What? Why does she like this man?
I know. And she has a punishment couch? Rosie got up, dripping from the water, and bent over to give her master access to her ass. She pulled her cheeks apart and sighed as the cold ginger root pierced her tight ring. As it slid into place deep in the recesses of her bowels, she could feel the ginger root streak a line of heat deep inside her. It started as a cold intrusion and quickly warmed. Soon, a molten ingot of heat was inside her, and she wanted nothing more for it to be removed. But begging was hard. It was so hard for her. Then she remembered saying precisely she needed part of his regimen and training. Whatever the fuck that means. I could not. I would tap out immediately. The minute it touched my little hole. Out.
Safe word.
Yep. The burn was starting to hurt now. She quickly got her towel and dried off. In her ass, she struggled not to clench the offending object. But when she clenched, her clit got a little bit of pressure. So the ginger was truly horrible, as it made her pay for just gleaning pleasure from the situation with a stabbing heat in her ass. She started to swing her hips involuntarily, moving in time with the heartbeat she could feel deep in her guts, corresponding to the burn from the root. Well done, whore. Now lean over so that your tits are hanging off the side. While we are waiting for the timer to go off, I'm going to see if I can put those nipples through a little treatment. Hold yourself up so that I can get to them now. Rosie thought only of willing herself not to clench her ass. How could it still be getting hotter? She moved to get her arms out before her and had to change positions to get herself forward. Fire raced through her entire being. Her head flew up and tears threatened to enter her mouth as she searched for him. Surely this was destroying her ass. Undoubtedly, she would be harmed by this. The pain was too great. I'm scared for her.
Me too.
I know, enslaved person. I know. Okay. Dom took a seat right in front of her at eye level and grabbed both of her nipples harshly and began to twist. He's like, purple nurple.
With ginger in your ass.
Oh my god, could you imagine? I'd be so overwhelmed. The twisting made her want to clench even more, forcing her to relax into the pain from her breasts voluntarily. I know, it burns, it hurts, he said mockingly. Then giving a swift tug to her already tortured nipples, he whispered, and you love every bit of it. Kissing her deeply, he reached for clover nipple clips. I'm using these, slave, because they tighten when you pull at them. Roughly tugging her nipples, he cruelly snapped the clamp down on her reddened nubs.
Ew.
By this time, she was openly sobbing. Not over yet, slave. Since I know you like to squirm, and I figured it will be worse tonight, I'm going to tie you up by those sweet tits of yours. See, the chain from the clamps loops around the rope I usually use for your feet. If you move too much, you are going to rip those poor little nipples right off.
Oh my god.
Or at least you will feel like you do if you try to get too far out of position. This man is a monster.
It's ripping your nipples off? Oh my goodness.
And she's like, yeah, I love this man. As the clamps pulled her nipples down, she did her best to hold her position with her ass over the side of the chaise lounge. She bit her bottom lip as she fought between the pain in her tits and the ever-rising heat in her ass. She was squirming badly when she saw Dominic pull out the implement drawer and select the wooden spoon, his favorite. Well, at least it wasn't the cane. Domino swished the wooden spoon.
Domino. They switched his name from Dominic to Domino's.
I was like, I read that right? Domino swished the wooden spoon through the air, near enough for her to hear it. He honestly enjoyed the little thing. Although it came from the household section, he thought its versatility and ability to make her cry was worth the crossover. He could weld it like a madman, peppering her upper thighs, fleshy butt, and sides. Or he could be specific, targeting her sit spots and hitting them over and over and over until she was nothing but a screaming mass of tears and sobs. The moment he lived for was when her body relaxed into the blows and didn't resist them anymore, when she stuck out her ass further and begged him to make her scream harder. As the timer finally went off, he aimed the first strokes at the top of her thighs. Quick smacks landed with intakes of breath from her. They weren't that intense. Now, whore, you could say I will deliver these next swats with a bit more heat. Hold still. As the first stroke landed across her ass, she felt herself clench, and a streak of lightning started in her ass and ran directly to her clit. She felt a white-hot flame of pain deep within her bowels. It itched. It burned. It felt like she wanted to turn her insides out and rub herself to get rid of the horrid root. At the same time, she had jerked up from the shock, and her tits were now screaming in pain as the bite of the clamps tugged them.
God damn.
This sounds like the opposite of fun.
Yeah, I would hate this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know there's people that do enjoy this, but
y'all crazy.
Cool for thee, not for me.
Yeah. Not yucking your yum, but wow. I warned you about clenching and moving too much, slut. Now I'm going to light your ass up. No need to count. These are more for me than you. Prepare yourself.
Oh my God.
Rosie took a deep breath and tried not to think of the ache deep in her gut and her neglected clit. She spread her legs a little and got a sharp smack on her thigh. I'll do your clit soon enough. Stay for me. He flicked the wretched stick to smack her newly exposed slit. She yelped and got back into position, trying desperately to keep the pull off her tormented nipples and her burning ass in the air. It was starting to be too much. Her ass was in a puddle of pain. Her tits were stretched and pinched, and every time she clenched to try to get some pressure on her clit, her ass flared in agony even more. He lit into her ass with a quick succession of strokes applied to her buttocks and her upper thighs. She was unable to control her squirming as he started the second round on her sit spots, and she finally pulled free of the nipple clamps with a yelp. Dominic stopped and got a glass of water from the table beside the chase lounge. Put them back on, slave. He chugged the water as he watched her carefully hold her prone body over the lounge and roll her tender nipples to attach the biting clamps, grimacing as they claimed her nipples and pulled them taut beneath her. Safe word, girl. Use it.
Yeah, you should have used it like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Dominic was not without sympathy, but he was watching her involuntarily wiggle her ass back and forth, trying to dislodge the assaulting Ginger. He laughed, leaning down to kiss her deeply. Are you so desperate not to beg for my cock in your ass? By my estimation, you should have started begging me about 2 minutes ago. Don't you want my cock, little one? Wouldn't my cock help relieve that horrible pain for you? Rosie was almost precisely at the right point internally. She was in complete and total agony, with the majority of her erogenous zones getting attention. She wanted it to be over, she thought, but the uncertainty must have been in her voice. Yes, master, please. Will you use my ass? Please put your thick cock in my tight hole and fuck this pain out of me. Please, master. Oh, that was sweet, slave. So sweet. He kissed her deeply again and looked her dead in the eye. The end.
Oh, God. And this next one comes from Lana-IE, and it's called, God, I love masturbating. All caps, 3 exclamation points. I fucking love to masturbate. I can't help it. I think about it all the time, and I fuck myself at least twice a day. Today, I drew a hot bath and then got a bucket of ice cubes. I started rubbing the ice around my clitoris and then stuck a cube up in my pussy. As the cold water leaked out of my cunt, the warm water burned and it felt so hot. I started sticking a couple of ice cubes up my ass, too. And that was pretty painful because I've never put anything up there before. After a while, I got bored, so I got a cough drop and started to rub it around on my pussy. A cough drop?
What the fuck?
As my clitoris started burning, I got more ice and shoved like 5 pieces up into my pussy. Then I used baby oil to lube up a toothbrush, which I inserted into my ass. It felt so good pushing that toothbrush in and out of my pussy, dripping out ice water. What? Why would you do this?
What the fuck?
I put another piece of ice in my ass and a bunch more in my vagina, and then, leaving the cough drop on my throbbing clitoris, I put an electric toothbrush right on my clit and massaged it until I had the most violent, amazing orgasm ever. Girl, you need a vibrator.
Yeah, literally. And a cough drop? I don't understand why the cough drop's here.
Wouldn't it numb?
I feel like, yeah, once it got wet, it started being menthol-y.
Ouch. I feel like I should feel guilty, but honestly, writing this just makes me want to do it again. I'm so fucking wet, I could come just thinking about it. Can't help fantasizing someone else violating me so bad. The end. Wow. Short and sweet. To the point.
Crazy girl. All right. We got another little short and sweet one, and this comes from Rody98. And it says, proving my devotion. And the tags are Oliver 18, Femdom, Mommy Dom, MDLB. What is MDLB?
Mommy Dom, little boy.
Oh. Chastity, diapers.
Okay. That was the tag I searched.
Diapers? Yeah. Yeah, see, everyone, she's a freak. Mommy makes me wear chastity and diapers 24/7 to prove my devotion to her. She promises me that once she feels I have proved myself, she will allow me to grow up and be her man and make love to her. Years go by as I prove myself to her and rebuild our life together. Over the years, my cages become smaller as my clitty atrophies. She says this proves my discipline and obedience to her. Over the years, my diapers become thicker and my regression more intense. I am unable to control my bladder and bowels anymore. She says this proves my reliance to her and her protection of me.
And you just shit and piss yourself? For mommy?
For mommy? This next sentence, I can't! Over the years, my clitty becomes impotent and premature, leaking cummies at the touch of her hand around my throat or her whispered commands in my ear. She says this proves my dedication to her and only her.
Cummies.
When she is ready, she proposes to me with a custom collar that can never be removed. I cry and accept as she locks it around my neck. She tells me I've proved myself and I've grown from her baby into her man. She lays me down, takes my diaper off, and unlocks my clitty. I cry from joy at finally being able to experience a woman in the most natural of ways. But I cannot. She cannot feel my clitty inside her. I come as soon as I feel the radiating heat of her pussy bathe my clitty. I cry as I realize what has happened, and she soothes me, cradled in her bosom. My trials for her have made me too small, too impotent, too premature, too incontinent to please her as a man should. But she says she loves me still, and I love her. She tells me I may be no man, but I am more than that. I will always be her baby, and mommy will never leave me.
Jesus.
Yuck! I'm sorry, I'm yucking that one.
And this next one is from Zoleni, and it's called, I, 24 female, had 3 orgasms during a massage.
All right.
Before I get into this, let me say, this is a big secret of mine. Let me also say, I think it's something all women should do if they have a chance, because honestly, this was a life-changing experience. Back in 2018, I read about this guy in Manhattan whose side hobby is giving erotic massages to women. He has a very special set of skills, so to speak. He's been written up all over the internet. Naturally, I was curious. Massages with a surprise ending have always been a huge fantasy of mine. Whenever I used to get a normal massage, I hoped the masseuse's hands would somehow drift toward my warm and pulsing regions, but it never happened. Yeah, because that's illegal.
Yeah, yeah, that's assault, brother.
So I kept thinking about this mysterious man, especially as my long-term relationship was declining rapidly. My ex and I were not compatible in the bedroom. He had a fairly low sex drive, and I'm like the Energizer Bunny. Plus, he didn't give me an orgasm for the first 3 months we started dating, and after that, was extremely sporadic. It had come down to me begging for him to put in effort and touch me. So the idea of having someone put all their attention on me, like this masseuse, that was sexy. A few weeks after my ex and I broke up, I sent an email to the guy, along with a photo and a short bio. At the time, I was 24 and adorable, but still worried about whether or not he'd accept me as a client because I'd never done anything like this before. It felt very illicit and also exciting. But he accepted me, and we set up a time to meet on a weekday evening. The whole day I was torn between talking myself out of it and saying, hell yes, you gotta do this. I veered toward hell yes, luckily. That evening after work, we met at a coffee shop. He walked me up to his apartment nearby. My inner monologue was bemused. Am I really making small talk with a strange man about the weather as a prelude to getting naked and having him touch my pussy? Guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Part of my comfort, too, was that he struck me as immediately trustworthy. He was a clean-looking middle-aged guy with a New York accent and a friendly demeanor. In his apartment, he laid out all the ground rules and how the massage would proceed. Also, he was very clear with consent. I knew I could get up and leave at any point. Technically, the service is free, but you can leave a tip. The time had come for me to get on the massage table, completely naked. I was nervous, taking my work clothes in his bathroom. I'd read other women's testimonials, but I didn't think it would work for me, like I was defective. Previously, having an orgasm always took a lot of work on my behalf. I'd have to rein in my thoughts, try to concentrate so hard on not losing my concentration. Girls know what I'm talking about. yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But there were other problems. My exes would not, as I like to say, preheat the oven. Often I wasn't turned on by the time they started going down on me or trying to get me off. So it would take approximately 5 years and make me feel bad. Well, it worked. This guy was the master of preheating the oven. He started with a gentle massage, absolutely relaxing my body. Then his hands started to explore the places I'd always wanted masseuses to explore. I was laying on my stomach when he started nearing my pussy. His hands first caressed my inner thighs, teasing. I couldn't help but move my body so that his hands would get the message. By the time he touched my pussy, I was on fire. The buildup was exquisite. The buildup did most of the work. My clit was throbbing from want. Then he got started, zeroing in on my spot with confident strokes. This man is skilled, beyond skilled. It was like he spoke the language of bodies. He knew how to read what my movements were saying and what to keep doing. I'd never been finger fucked from behind like that. First, he went up and down with his hand in broad movements. Then he maneuvered his fingers so one hand was rubbing my clit in circles, just how I like it, and my body was bucking on his fingers. It was measured, almost clinical. Think about it as orgasm therapy almost. I came like there was an entire waterfall going down my body. It was sublime. Clearly, there was nothing wrong with me. A man could make me come, but it wasn't over. He turned me around and started massaging my tits. I was super raw after that first orgasm and felt like putty, but I wanted more. I closed my eyes and waited for his fingers to drift back downward toward my pussy. He motioned for me to put my legs in butterfly pose on the massage table. The other orgasm, when I was laying on my stomach, built up over a while. It was like simmering near a fireplace. And then suddenly, you were on fire. This one, laying on my back, was much rougher. He fingered the hell out of me so that I was bucking against his fingers.
Oh my god.
Where do I sign up? Oh my god. It's hard to think of anything that feels better than a man's fingers inside you and on your clit. Reader, I moaned.
Okay.
Good for you.
Go off, girl.
There were about 10 minutes left in the session, and he asked me what I wanted. Another sexy sentence. I asked for another orgasm with me on my stomach. I felt so exposed on my back. I wanted another cozy orgasm. I came in no time. And here's the truth. If he kept going, I could have come again and again and again. But alas, instead of coming a million more times or falling asleep on the table, I put on my clothes, thanked him, and caught the train home. The whole time home, I was smiling, in awe of my own naughtiness. Did I really just let a stranger finger me in his apartment? Yes, I did, and I fucking loved it. I remember looking at the other commuters and feeling blissfully badass.
Yeah, girl.
Obviously, you may have opinions on my paying to have an orgasm, but I hope I conveyed what an empowering, self-affirming experience this was. I also hope the guys reading have a better perspective on A, what women's bodies are capable of, and B, how to treat them so that women melt in your hands. Because with time, patience, and attention, we can be putty. There's nothing sexier than a man who listens to your words and to your body. This experience made me empowered to seek out only partners who talk to me in and out of the bedroom. So far, so good.
Wow. Hell yeah. Empowered women.
Yeah.
Getting happy endings. And this next one comes from Deleted. And the title is Public Displays of Gluttony, a Feedie and Feeder Tease short story erotica. And the tags are male 30s, female 30s, stuffing, feederism, fat admirers. James didn't really like parties. He liked people and he liked the things you typically do at parties. The dancing, the flirting, the eating. He just didn't like it all wrapped together. He was much more comfortable with a movie night or a board game night with 4 to 5 friends. And he'd much rather hit the dab rig a few times than drink a 6-pack of beers or take a few shots. He had secured a spot in the corner, posted up with a plastic cup of punch that had been empty for almost as long as he'd been holding it. He was using it more as a prop than an actual vessel to hold a drink. He glanced at his Apple Watch every few minutes, waiting for it to be an acceptable amount of time to ask to leave.
Ugh, I feel that.
Yeah, literally. 2 hours and then I'm out.
Yeah.
11:32. His watch flashed up at him during his latest glance and he decided that was good enough and began searching for Samantha. It was her idea to come to this party and it was always her idea. And he could never deny her anything, even if it meant facing his social anxiety for the night. He walked through rooms, knowing she'd most likely be wherever they had designated the dance floor to be at this house party. Or out on the balcony flirting a few cigarettes away from an unsuspecting victim if she was drunk enough. When he didn't find her on the makeshift dance floor or on the empty balcony, he made his way to the kitchen. There was a table set up with food and drinks, and that's where he found her. Of course, that's where he found her. They'd been here since 7, and she'd been drinking and dancing for hours. She had to be starving. He watched her from the corner. Before she could see, he had entered the room, watched as she shoved chips into her mouth in an entirely unladylike manner, and then delicately and slowly licked each and every crumb and flavor speck off of each of her fingers and from around her lips. He had never met someone who ate food so sensually, sexually. Never met someone who seemed to enjoy the simple act of eating and eating until they wanted to burst like she did. She picked up a cookie from the table next, pulling it up to her mouth and flicking her tongue out to catch a few sprinkles off the top. She licked the sprinkles for a moment and then swallowed, immediately opening her mouth to take a big bite. Somebody walked up beside her and she held her hand up to cover her mouth to talk to them as crumbs tumbled from her lips.
Ew.
She's just like... It was fucking John. Of course it was. John stepped closer to her, too close to her, and she laughed at some stupid joke he made. John leaned forward then and used his finger to swipe a dollop of icing of the already cut cake on the table and held it out to her playfully. James rolled his eyes and was just getting ready to walk over when she leaned forward, a familiar glint in her eye, and attached her lips around his finger, pulling her head back and forth to suck up and down the entire digit. Chill, girl.
She loves icing.
She does. She pulled back with a wet pop, licking her lips and swallowing down the icing, sticking out her chest towards John and blinking her eyes at him in a way that James knew was hypnotizing. John reached down and scooped up another fingertip full of icing and danced it in front of Samantha's face playfully. Samantha threw her head back and laughed, obviously tipsy. Then she caught James's eye, finally noticing. He was standing across the room watching her, and instead of waving or smiling or really acknowledging him at all, she held his gaze for a moment, and then she leaned forward and very slowly, very deliberately, stuck her tongue out and licked every single bit of the icing from John's fingers, and even lapped her tongue on his now clean fingertip a few more times for extra measure. Then she met James's eyes again and smiled. It was a mischievous smile, right on the edge of mean, and it gave James goosebumps.
They have some tension.
They do. Is he like, oh yeah, my big fat girl.
Eat that icing.
He knew that smile, had seen it dozens of times before. She was teasing him, pushing his limits and testing him, which is what she liked to do best. James made his way over to where they stood by the food table, barely sparing John a glance. Are you ready to leave? James asked her, shifting his body so that he was subtly blocking John. Samantha grinned at him. Nope, she said, popping the pee sound again and flicking her tongue out between her teeth. John was still hanging around behind them, but now neither James nor Samantha was paying him any attention. Samantha leaned forward and slicked up another dollop of icing. She offered it to James, barely touching it to his lips. He rolled his eyes. Come on, let's go home, he told her, losing patience. No, she said simply, and then held his look as she slid her own finger in her mouth. She opened wide so he could see the way her tongue slid around her finger and in front of her teeth, collecting every bit of the sugary, sticky icing. When she swallowed, she pushed her chest out again and rubbed her belly slowly. I'm still having fun, and I'm hungry. She reached past him and grabbed a handful of chips, but before she could raise her hand all the way to her mouth, James grabbed her wrist. You must have been really hungry to lick icing off of a guy's finger right in front of me. He shot a look behind him at James. James, who was still loitering, hoping in vain that he would be able to get Samantha's attention back from him. James looked away sheepishly and within a few seconds shuffled away to bother somebody else. Samantha just laughed. You know me and my sweet tooth. I just can't help myself. James grinned down at her, still holding her wrist, and this time it was he who had the mischievous look. Let me help you then, he said, his voice low. He twisted her wrist so that her hand fell open, chips in her palm, and grabbed one of them in his other hand. He slid the chip up to her mouth, letting it rest on her lips. Eat up, piggy.
Oh my God, I would punch him.
I would cry. I would cry immediately. The words made her stand up straighter and pull her eyebrows together, but James knew she wasn't mad. Knew that, in fact, she liked when he talked to her this way. She obediently opened her mouth a few centimeters, just enough that he would be able to slide the chip in. Wider, greedy girl. I know you can open wider. She obliged, stretching her mouth into a perfect oval and batting her eyelashes at him. He shoved all the chips into her mouth then, crunching and breaking them with his fingers as he went. She chewed slowly, careful not to nip his fingers when he was shoving the crumbs around her mouth into her gaping maw.
Oh my God, imagine she just chokes in the middle of this party.
He stepped closer to her, forcing her head back as she swallowed. He could see the now eviscerated chips sliding down her throat when she swallowed. He put his hand on the back of her head and pulled the short blonde hair there, forcing her to look further up at him and stretching her throat. He grabbed another sprinkled cookie from the table and shoved it into her mouth. "Tell me you're a fat, hungry piggy who wanted to make me jealous."
Oh my God. Oh my God.
She flicked out her tongue to taste the sprinkles and he pulled the cookie away. "Nuh-uh-uh, big girl, tell me first." She frowned up at him and slowly shook her head no. He didn't miss the way he could now see her nipples were hard under her skimpy little tank top and lacy bralette. He stepped closer to her, bending her head back even further, and she gulped in air, looking up at him with heated eyes. "Say it," he said, with his other hand coming up to cup her throat. "Say that you wanted to make me jealous, wanted to make me watch your hands and tongue and eyes flirt with another guy, and not just another guy, that insufferable fucking John of all people. You know I can't stand him." She looked at him defiantly. "Of course I knew you were watching." He shoved the cookie in her mouth then, startling her. She made noises of protest around his fingers, but he shoved the cookie in further. "I want to hear you say it." Samantha shivered, and he felt goosebumps erupt on her skin when his hands held her. "I'm a hungry piggy who wanted to make you jealous," she whispered. The satisfaction of hearing her say it burst in his chest, and he felt his dick grow hard in his pants. James let go of her throat, aware that people were starting to notice them in the midst of something that was quickly turning from PG-13 to R, and leaned forward to whisper in her ear, "Here's the plan. You're going to go and dash our goodbyes. I'm going to pack up what's left of this cake, and we're going to go home. When we get there, I'm going to peel all the clothes from your body, and then I'm going to fill you up. Your belly first, full to bursting with all this sugary icing and sweet vanilla flavored cake. Then when you're so full and gorged and fat you can't move, I'm going to fill up that pussy. First with my tongue and fingers, and then with my aching, thick cock. You'll be so fat and full and round that you'll just have to lay there and take it. So I'll ask you again, are you ready to leave?"
"Yes, sir."
I would be sobbing in the middle of the party.
I mean, yeah, but like, let's go.
Yeah.
Samantha rubbed her thighs together, a sure sign that she was wet and wanting. He leaned forward, brushing his lips over hers. They kissed for a long moment, and he could taste her sugar and sweetness and a promise of a very, very long night ahead. He gave Samantha a slap on the ass to move her along and watched her practically run to tell the host they were leaving. He laughed quietly to himself as he packed up a giant slabs of the cake and what was left of the cookies too, just to be safe. She was a fat, hungry piggy after all.
Oh no.
James.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. Come on over to Patreon.